AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A Dallas police officer is dead.
Our department is hurting. We have officers who are injured, who are in the hospital, and we lost one of our own.
That is Dallas Police spokeswoman Kristen Lauman. Three Dallas police officers were shot, and a suspect who emerged from a vehicle with a long gun was killed by officers after a highway chase. The two other officers shot are in critical and stable condition in Dallas. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky fired his Air Force chief. The AP's Sagar Magani reports it comes days after an F-16 crashed during a Russian bombardment.
The fighter jet was one of at least six Ukraine recently received from Western nations. The Air Force commander's dismissal came after he ripped a Ukrainian lawmaker for claiming a Patriot air defense system brought down the F-16, though the Air Force did not directly deny that's what happened. Meantime, a Russian attack on Kharkiv killed six people. Zelensky points to those strikes as more evidence Western nations need to scrap restrictions on how weapons they donate can be used. At the Pentagon,
we will engage in detailed discussions about the situation on the front line.
Ukraine's defense minister did not mention the restrictions in his opening remarks while meeting with Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Maryland Supreme Court is ordering a redo of a hearing that freed Adnan Syed. His case gained global attention years ago through the hit podcast Serial. The ruling is a 2022 court hearing that freed Syed from prison violated the legal rights of the victim's family. Syed was convicted in 2000 of killing his ex-high school girlfriend, Haemin Lee. The Apprentice, a movie starring Sebastian Stan as a young Donald Trump, has found a distributor that plans to release it shortly before the election in November. The Trump campaign calls the movie election interference. This is AP News. Runners are used to toughing it out, especially in the summer, but a warming climate can make that deadly. Carolyn Baker has run the Falmouth Road Race on Cape Cod more than a dozen times without any major problems. Last year, she was almost to the finish line.
I don't remember anything after that.
Suddenly, Baker collapsed.
The next thing I knew, I was waking up in a medical tent.
It was heat stroke associated with extreme heat, and experts say climate change is worsening the risk. Race medical director Dr. John Jardine says Falmouth is a magnet for heat stroke. They monitor the weather.
Something we call wet bulb globe thermometry. So it measures not only the ambient temperature, the humidity, but also the globe temperature, which is the sun's radiation.
The best way to treat heat stroke is to get the patient to a tub of ice water fast. Baker has learned a lesson.
I've been more careful about being hydrated before running.
A week after she collapsed, Baker ran the final mile of the race. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.